There you go. That's what's my week right there. Can I stand down here? Would that be all right? I'm not like an on-stage kind of person. I'm kind of like up front and... What? Oh, stop. Can I grab this? Okay. Okay. Huh? I don't know. I'm kind of short.
I'm not sure you're that short.
Okay, so after I talk today, y'all might think, it might be better she just listens. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So when, is it Amy? Amy was talking about, like when we're children, when we're little, the little gifts and different things that we have when we're kids. And I remember one of the, of course, my mother didn't know it was a gift at the time. She would always say, "You're being nosy." She would say, "You're staring at people. Stop it. Turn around." She would say, "You're in an adult conversation. Go play with your friends." I could have saved myself a whole lot of little spankings on my leg, I'm telling you right now, if I could have sat down with my mother and said, "Mom, one day I'm going to need all these skills that I'm learning now." So I want to talk about letting go. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been learning to let go of self-reliance ever since I became a Christian. The other thing, I think, with the struggle and going back to my mom, the thing that she used to tell me was, "You always have to do everything yourself. You always have to do everything your way." And I don't know that I totally grew out of it. I'm still working on it. So letting go of self-reliance, letting God be the Lord over our life, is something that I have been working on since I have been a Christian. And to be honest, I haven't perfected it yet. I'm still working on it. Sometimes I do better than other times. But I want to start out by talking about telling you guys a little story about a trip that I took. And every year I try to take a trip to Florida at least once or twice a year. And one of the things that I am totally, totally big on is self-care. And I don't know about you guys, but there are absolutely times in my life that I need some self-care. So whether we're moms or wives or employees or whatever we do in life, we need to learn how to take care of ourselves. I totally believe in it 100%. So I took me a trip, and what I usually do when I take a trip to Florida, I don't know about y'all, but I get my hair cut, I go buy some new clothes, I book a room, I make all my plans, I grab my directions, I schedule time off at work, I kiss my husband goodbye, I jump in the car, I pop the top on my monster drink, I put me in some tunes, and I'm off. And on this particular trip, I was really, really excited because I have two sons, and the oldest one had been overseas, and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. My youngest son had been in college, and we had not gotten together for a birthday in a long time. And in my house, birthdays were always a big deal. The day of your birth is huge. And it's to be celebrated. And so he was coming in. My son, my oldest, was coming in with his wife. My youngest was going to be there. We had planned a big birthday party, and pretty much everybody was there, and they were all waiting on me. So I left early that morning just because I'm not really so good with directions. and gave myself some extra time. I pull out of the driveway. I'm going. I'm singing. I don't know if you guys talk in your car, but I do. I was praying. I was just all jazzed up. And I hit Jacksonville. Okay. Well, I don't know if y'all have been to Jacksonville, but it's a big place and has a lot of different roads. Too many for me. And I don't know exactly. I still don't know what happened. I don't know if I had the wrong directions or I didn't turn off somewhere, but things weren't looking very familiar. And I thought, no, you're fine. You've got this. You've been there before. You know where your ex-mother-in-law lives. You're fine. You'll be okay. So I kept driving. And the more I drove, the more lost I became, the more frustrated I became, the more confused I became. And I thought to myself, you know, I really need to call somebody. I thought, no, I got this. Well, I didn't have this. And it didn't really hit me that I was lost until I hit the bad part of town. Now, you guys know what I mean by the bad part of town? Okay. There is nothing worse. Well, I don't know. I haven't been everywhere. But if you are in Jacksonville in a bad part of town, you are in a bad part of town. And so I finally broke down. I called my son. And there's two reasons that I called my son. One was he's got a GPS. Okay, I didn't have a GPS. I just had my directions. He has a GPS. Yeah, I knew he did. And the other reason that I called my son, because I could have spoken, I could have gotten directions from a dozen people there, is because I know my oldest son's heart. He's got a tender heart. He's a sweetheart. And I knew, even after he had traveled all day, that I could call him and say, son, this is what's going on. So he answers the phone. Now, mind you, I put in like an extra hour of time, travel time. Well, I had already eaten all of that up. And so when I called him, he picks up the phone and he says, Mom, where are you? And I said, I don't know. And he said, Mom, what the heck? And I said, I know. I think I'm lost. He said, well, but where are you? I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. He said, well, pull over and ask somebody. I said, I'm scared to pull over. I'm in the middle of Jacksonville in a bad area. Well, you know, he said, Mom, you got to pull over. Pull over, Mom. Ask somebody. So I pulled over. Well, not immediately. But I finally did find a Walgreens or something, I think it was. I pulled in, got out of the car, you know, checked out who was standing, you know, possibly standing around. Went in, asked the lady, said, can you tell me where I'm at? She kind of looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I just need an address. An address would work. So she gave me an address. I got back in the car, locked the doors. Called my son back. And I said, son, this is where I am. And he said, I'll come get you, Mom. I'm coming. Just stay right where you are. And I can't tell you how that made me feel. And when we think about that, you know, I think about that in times that life can look like a place where we're lost. That we have our directions of life, We think and believe that we know where we're going. We prepared. We prepared for marriage. We prepared for being a mom. We prepared for us financially or what we're going to do, you know, as far as our job's going. We prepared. We went to the classes. We did this. We did that. We are prepared. We take our directions. And we're doing life. And something happens. And we can take a wrong turn. Sometimes people in our lives take a wrong turn. We don't want to be there, but because we're connected, because they're in our lives, it's affecting us. We take a wrong turn. And just like what I did, when I had taken a wrong turn, missed my turn, I kept driving. And we can do that sometimes also. We don't pull over. We tell ourselves, I'm okay. I got this. I don't want to let anybody know I'm lost. I should be able to handle it. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. That is a hard thing to share. When people come into my office, I'm telling you, I don't take that lightly. I know how hard it is to ask for help. I have had to do that myself. It's hard. It's hard to sit down with somebody and say, this is where I am. Or, I am so confused, I have no idea how to get myself out. But Jesus, the Lord, is our GPS, isn't he? And no matter where we find ourselves, he says, I see you. I know where you are. All you got to do is ask. I'm coming. Sit there. Wait for me. So when my son arrived, he says to me, Mom, follow me out. Because he knew I was upset. I was feeling bad that the party, everybody was waiting for me at the party. I had gotten lost. He said, just follow me out. I'll go slow. I'll keep an eye on you. I'll make sure you're behind me. Don't worry about it. And that's what God does for us. That he comes in, he shows up, and he says, if you will follow me out of this thing, wherever it is in life where you get lost, I promise you, I will lead you out. And the hard part is the following, is it not? Because it requires a whole lot of stuff. It requires me to set aside, especially, you know, as women, to be in control, right? To lay that aside. To lay the side of being self-sufficient. To lay that aside. To deal with the point of sometimes of the unknown. I don't know, but God does. He knows. He knows the beginning from the end. And when I work with people, one of the hardest things that I think that, you know, the things that I try to put across to people is, you know, to follow God out of this thing. And I'm telling you, I've done it myself. We think somehow we know better. We think somehow we know best. And my best doesn't look anything like God's best. I'm limited in my knowledge. He's not. He knows where I need to be. He knows the things that needs to happen. All he asks is that I follow him out. So a few years back, well, it's probably been more years back, I was going through a really hard time, really hard. And I needed a break. I needed a vacation. And due to some circumstances, I wasn't able to go to Florida. So my cousin, who I go and visit in Fort Lauderdale and spend time with her, she has a condo right across the street from the beach. And so she knew that I wouldn't be able to get there, all of this and that was going on. And she says, this is what I'll do. She says, I will fly into Myrtle Beach. You pick me up. We'll stay 4 or 5 nights in Myrtle Beach and just hang out. And I said, perfect. That's doable. I can do that. So our thing is to watch the sunrise. Anybody like to watch the sunrise in the morning? Get your coffee, sit out there, watch the sunrise. I love that. On the beach, on the water. And every morning the Lord gave us a beautiful sunrise. Of course he did. He's so sweet like that. But this last morning that I was there, there was something about the sunrise that was really, really extra special. And we enjoyed it. It was great. We talked about it. And my cousin said, I took some pictures of that last sunrise that we saw. And she said, you're never going to believe this. She said, you're never going to believe what it looked like. She said, I'm making you pictures, and I'm sending it to you. And out of the sun, the Lord had made me a little flower. The sun was in the center, and there was like these petals around the sun. And then there was a reflection off the water. And where we were, and if you guys have been to Myrtle Beach, you know where they have the, I don't even know how many places they have on the ocean. Thousands. Well, there was a beam of light from the sun that came right up on our balcony. No kidding. No kidding. I can't make this stuff up. And so you had the sun and then the beam of light around the sun and then the reflection that looked like a stem all the way on the ocean, and it hit our porch, our balcony, and just as she took the shot, there was this little bird that flew into that beam of light. And it looked like a little branch. Well, when I saw the picture, I fell out. And I said, the Lord knew exactly where I was. And he handed me a flower that morning. Just tell me, I see you. I love you. I'm with you. I'm walking you. I'm walking with you, beside you. I got it. And I think if there's anything that I could say this morning is that the Lord knows you. He sees you. He sees your circumstance. He knows what you need. He knows the routes you need to take. He knows the landscape. He created it, after all. And he can come in and get you, but we have to follow him out. And the question is, will you? It's not easy. It's not easy. A couple of weeks ago, I had a client of mine. I had been working with her and her husband off and on for years. Beautiful couple. And she found out that he was having an affair. She was devastated. Of course you're devastated. That's a devastating thing. Betrayal. I don't. Betrayal and rejection. I don't know what's worse. And she says, I can't breathe. I can't even breathe. Here's what I told her. It's what I told you. Lord knows where you're at. He knows what needs to happen. But you're going to have to follow him out of this mess. I don't know what your husband's going to do. I don't know if he's going to straighten up or not. I don't know if he's going to stay involved in that woman or not. But it doesn't matter. Because what matters is that if you want to take that journey with God, he will lead you out. And if your husband will take that journey also, he will lead you both out. God is able to redeem. He is able to restore. He did raise somebody from the dead. Our relationships can be dead, per se. He can do it, but he always asks us, are you willing? And when you have a broken heart and somebody has pulled the rug out under your feet, it is hard to raise your hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. It's hard. So she started doing some things. And it wasn't the best things to do. And I just said, if you will trust God, if you will let him lead you, if you will follow him out of this situation, I promise you that he will restore you. I promise you. So today, wherever you are, whatever you got going on, whatever has happened, he has a way. He makes a way. He loves you. He puts people in your life that care about you. He just wants us to pick up the phone and call somebody. Call him. Call a friend. Talk to a pastor. Talk to somebody that's been through it. How did you do it? How did you get through it? How did you make it? But we got to pull over. We've got to pull over and stop. Because if we are in the middle of the mess, if we are in the middle of the loss, if my directions aren't working and my best efforts aren't getting me to the place that I want to be, I got to pull over. I've got to pull over. I've got to stop. And I have seen plenty of people over the years that continue to drive. And they won't stop long enough for that recovery, that restoration. They just do a quick gas up and go. Pull over. Call somebody. Talk to somebody. Share with somebody. Follow him out. That's it. So, any questions? Anything? I don't know how to end that. Period. I don't know. Anything? Can I pray for you guys?
That's a great idea. If you have a question, we're not going to charge you for it. Donna's not going to get paid for it. So raise your hand and I'll come to you and we'll take it while we got her. So if you have a question about some of the things she's talked about or whatever it is, let's use this time. Are you okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, I can do this part.
Anything like, so how do you go on when you're not sure how to go on? Go to you? Get an appointment?
Well, how do you go on? Is that, again, you have to pull off. You know, you got to pull off. You have to assess where you are. I mean, if we go, and y'all can relate to this, when we go to the store and we're looking for a shop, what is the first thing we're looking for? We're looking for the mall map, don't we? And when we find the mall map, what does the mall map say? You are here. And if I know where I'm at, if I know I'm here, then guess what I can do? Get there.